Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey. Welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with DJ Sir J Boogie out of Houston, Texas, and the beautiful Akeisha Baker, all the way live in Detroit.
From
we
the Dirty D.A.
You in the building, Akeisha?
Yes. In the Dirty D. And it's real dirty down here, too.
So
how's it going, fellas? How's everything going?
Hey, what's going on? J Boogie checking in, Texas. Mean team in the house, money earning and networking, if you don't know. I want to first say congratulations to Brad Scarface Jordan down here running for Houston City Council District D. Give it up for Brad Jordan. Get out there and vote, y'all.
All right. With no further ado, Jay and Akeisha, this young lady, she is on the line, and we ain't going to waste no time. She gave me a hot 30. This young lady you've seen across America, she done rocked so many improvs, a House of Blues. She's been on TV. I mean, I can't say enough about her. She won the L.A. Took home $10,000 cash and more and then some. Ladies and gentlemen, she has worked with a lot of people. We're going to get into it. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, y'all give it up for my soul sister, Miss Annie McKnight in the building.
Hey, Annie. What's up,
people? How everybody doing today? What's cracking with you?
Yourself.
All right, give it up
what's
for Sir J Boogie, my boy Sean Ross. What's the lady name on the line? Got to give it up to my sister.
Akeisha Baker
up in here too, y'all. Yes. So we here finna do the doggone thing.
Right on.
And what's up? I just want you to know right now, it is a pleasure. Because we've been bouncing on. We're going to talk about, about that show you did with my brother at the Shoe Fit, where you got to wear with Master P. We're going to talk. I want to talk about all that. But, we get into that, oh, my goodness. Jay Boogie has a specific question he wanted to ask you first. I just got to let him go first. Today is Jay Boogie's day. So me and Akeisha, we're going to let you.
Boogie day.
Welcome to the hot seat. Jay Boogie Day. Go ahead, Jay Boogie.
How you doing, Annie?
I'm good. How about yourself, Jay?
I'm good. My first question is this. Where are you from? Where are you from? You're breaking up.
You're breaking up a little bit, Annie.
I'm from Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, you from Columbus,
Georgia. All right, there we go.
Right outside of Atlanta. That's right.
Okay.
There you go, baby. Georgia Peach in the house. Nice and fuzzy, honey.
I was born in Atlanta, so what's up? Okay, I've been looking at your bio. It's amazing. I want to know, when did you get the bug? When did you first get bit? Like, hey, I'm about to get on this stage and rip it up and do my thing. What about, like, when did that happen and how did it happen for you?
Well, you know, it really started in my childhood with my auntie and my grandmother. And I was the only one that was able to make my grandmother laugh. And my auntie started calling me Bozo. She said, "We're going to call you Bozo because you make everybody laugh." And I'm like, okay, all right. I never knew at that time what that was doing to my brain and my sense of being, my spirit. Because as time went on, the funniness just started, you know, revealing itself. I've gotten a couple of talent shows at the parks and stuff, and things just started happening. And then when I moved to Columbia, South Carolina, I ran for Miss Columbia, Miss Black Columbia, South Carolina pageant. I was in the pageant, and we had to do some type of talent. We did the bathing suit, did the evening gown, and I decided to do Paul Dunbar, The Party. I revised it, wrote it out and everything because I only had, you know, we had a time restraint. And I went out there and I rocked it. I dressed up as an old lady, and the rest is history. I got a standing ovation that night, and the light bulb just kind of went off, and I'm like, hell, I might be able to do something with this. And unfortunately, during that time, it was even harder than it is now to have African-American women on TV, and so I kind of like had to abandon the idea of being an actress, I felt. But during the comedy, it propelled me into the acting a lot more. It really did do what it was supposed to do. So, you know, by me doing that and the bug bit me. And then when I did stand-up, I was in Columbia, South Carolina at the Punchline. And one, I got a challenge from the owner. He said, "Annie, you do the old lady so well, Granny Annie." He said, "Have you ever thought about doing, you know, not doing the old lady?" And I hadn't. And I said, "No, I never thought about doing that." He said, "Well, you should." He said, "It'll free you up from being an old lady and you could be anybody you want to be." And I thought about it. He said, "Write 5 minutes and come back." So I wrote 5 minutes. I came back and stand-up began. And I rocked the house that night. People told J. Anthony Brown about me. That's how I met Jay. And things just kept rocking in my life. And from there, I felt as though I had homed in on my skills in Columbia. I got my degree in Bachelor of Arts in Theater. And I said, I'm ready for L.A. And so I came on out here to L.A.
There it is, big time.
Yeah,
big time.
Outstanding job. You did an awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
It's just about taking those steps, you know, taking those steps and believing in yourself. And that's what I did. You know, I just took those steps. And when people presented other opportunities to me, they liked what I was doing, I took it and I kept it moving. It was wonderful.
Now, you mentioned Granny Annie and doing the character. Is that what kind of led you to, like, voiceover work?
Yes, it did. It did. So, baby, I always been able to do different stuff. And so, you know, got me being able to do different things and throw my voice in so many ways. You know, I was always able to mimic people and different characters and stuff. And it just started working out for me. And next thing you know, I was on stage. I was doing Tina, you know, everybody like to take things and do it nice and easy. But then there's one thing wrong with that.
Yeah, you got a great voice.
I never, ever do nothing nice and easy. Take a look at Ike and you can tell that. I like to take it nice and rough. Because y'all know Ike is fucked up. So, okay, you say fucked up on here. I'm sorry.
I'll get to
ask you. Wow. I'm sorry, E-Water. I'm sorry.
You know, we got to be monitoring, because, you know, my show, the only show to get fined. I've been fined up to this date about at least 5,000, and it's just because of my guests.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
Who was it last week? Who was it last week, y'all? Who was it week before last? Who gave us the most fines? Was it your girl, Annie, our girl, our soul sister. Our soul sister about food and eating healthy, Angela Means. Angela Means went in. Who else was there? Ken Whitley was okay. I didn't get any fines for Ken Whitley. I think that was it. I think, yeah, Angela Means went in.
Okay. All right, then.
So
without
she,
running,
good,
you know.
But she taught us something. I didn't mind that. I didn't mind paying that. I mean, we didn't mind paying it, you know. So, you know, therefore, when we talk
yeah,
about getting the check, we won't be getting the check for. Well, we want to go like you said, I can't say,
y'all can blame it on the movie. She was on crack.
she did her thing.
You got
thing,
real people coming on the show. That's my girl.
Real, oh, yeah,
appreciate
oh, yeah.
Angie.
Yeah. Good thing. Miss Aikisha Baker, what you got up for this
yes.
Answer? Let me get brought answer. Annie McKnight, come on, y'all. Come on. I think I done had some of that ooh-wee. I got to stop it. You know, I'm back
you
in college.
You got some of that ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
Just don't stop. I
yeah,
got that
ooh-wee
right here. And we're going to start talking about hemp. Next week, I got a couple of people that are from the hemp industry, and we're going to start, make everybody more aware about some of the benefits and financial benefits of being involved in that. So, Miss Aikisha Baker.
I agree. There are a lot of great benefits in hemp.
For the celebrity
news,
I have the How You Doing, Wendy Williams. She was caught parading around town with her new youngster, her little young thing, her little hot piece. And, they say he's an ex-convict.
Whoa.
So what I'm trying to figure out is, and he's only 27 years old, have her age. What did she meet him at, and how she just jumped so quick after this divorce with her husband and all this crap? I just don't understand how she just moved so fast like that. Like, it's just crazy.
She paying him off, but she paying for it all that. He up in there, he trying to pick up where the husband left off at. He's trying to get his child now. That's all that is. Come on.
Yeah,
come on,
Dad.
Tell the truth and shame
me down. I'm a pimpress up in here. And, I have to keep it to you real. You know what I'm saying? That's all that is. Young blood, he saw what the old man was able to do. He said, hey, player, let's just catch up on the back end, make little girl happy, and boom, there you go. I worked with Wendy, for the Soul Train Awards a couple of years ago, 2017.
Okay. How
was
that experience?
Wow. So are we saying Wendy is the new essence of a cougar? Is this Cougarville, USA? I don't know.
When I work with Wendy, it's something else. That's all I got to say.
She's a mess.
I ain't going to lie to nobody. Came up in there late.
She came to Detroit.
I'm trying to respect her. And I'm trying to respect her. I said, Miss Williams, don't you call me Miss Williams. You call me this and you call me that, but you do not call me Miss Williams. I'm like, okay.
Hey.
You tanked up at 4
a.m. She was looking like she was on drugs
you.
When she came down here. She came to our women's empowerment. And she was horrible, and she left early. She was mad at everybody. She pulled off, and she was upset that she didn't get the food that she wanted. She didn't like her room in Cobo Hall. She was a mess.
She did the same thing in Vegas. She didn't like a room. I wish the best for Wendy. I ain't gonna lie.
Me too. I want to
meet her. I that was enough for me. But
me too.
You know what I'm saying? God bless her. But she, I hope whatever is happening, that it gets itself together. That's all I got.
Me
to say.
Too. Cause she was an awful mess. She was horrible.
Man.
Wow,
I don't know what's up with that one.
I mean, we're
going to have to have a round table discussion on this.
I'm here for her.
Oh, yeah, she's horrible.
I hate that.
Wow,
man.
I heard that. And
she got a great form, and she had a great opportunity. She propelled, she started like how you guys rocking it on the radio,
Yeah.
And then she went from there to TV. So, I mean, that's good, but you just got to be able to hold on to that thing.
Yeah.
Right.
She's complaining about her food
everything.
Pressure.
I would say something, but we're gonna protect the innocent because they're not here. So I'm gonna leave it at that. But right now, since we got Enemy Night on the line, we're gonna put this track on. We're gonna play a little bit of it. Then we're gonna come back, pay the bills, and we're gonna see what you think about it. What were you doing when this song was out? So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Here we go. Let's take Enemy Night back down memory lane. Hold on, here we go. Hold on, man.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! Joyfulexpressions.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with Miss Akeisha Baker, DJ Sir Jay Whitney, and our guest for the evening, the funny Miss Annie McKnight in the building. Akeisha Baker, what you got next?
Hello. Well, you know I want to say RIP to Bushwick Bill. Passed away at 52 due to cancer.
He called me on the number. We live now. I got everybody on the end. It's hard for me, but I want you to just call in. I text the number. Can you call in for me right now? I don't even gonna hold you 5 minutes.
Huh?
I just did. I'll text
you. Rest in peace. Okay. Rest in peace to Bushwick Bill.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Did I lose somebody? Who did I lose? Who did I lose somebody? Did I lose somebody? I got everybody on
here.
I'm here.
Everybody on here.
All right, Annie. What's your favorite color? I want to know your favorite color, and then what does your favorite color mean to you?
My favorite color is red. Aries, Ram. but the reason I love the color red is excitable. It means action. And it also talks about my Lord and Savior, the blood of Jesus Christ. So all that mixed into one, that's why I love my red. That's why I love my red. I can't forget my roots and where I came from, you know, and that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my red. I got a red car. I got my mouse I'm looking at here on my computer is red. So, you know, I really dig my red.
You
know,
red
bottom shoes.
Red
bottom shoes. You want me to send you a picture of
them? Yeah, sure. I ain't mad at you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me just go because I told my brother, I said, I got to hold him. I'm holding him around the neck. You know, just for 5 minutes, I just had to just bless the radio station. It's my guest and my honor to welcome my brother from another mother. You didn't see him in Friday. You have seen him, and I got the hookup with me playing Barrelhead. Y'all, ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for my man of the hour, Mr. A.J. Johnson in the building.
You
said, who the hell you know me? What's going on, man? You doing that?
What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, who are they?
What's up, baby? Annie McKnight.
Hey, what's up, man? You better back that thing
up. Hey.
Back it up again, man. What's going on?
I knew you were going to say that. That's my boy, y'all. Me and AJ go way back. That's my boy.
What's going on?
Feel good working with you, baby.
I'm glad
working with you.
Oh yeah.
How y'all doing?
What part of the country in you right now, AJ? I'm in Florida right now.
Okay.
I'm doing a video for White Boy, man. It's a white rapper, so it's way bad though, man. Make Knight, something like that. His last name is McKnight.
The name McKnight, too, right on.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So we were talking about my big brother earlier. I didn't get to go in chance with P. Miller. So I got the hookup, too, coming out, huh?
Yeah.
What's all that? How was it working with Big Brother one more time?
Man, anytime you work with P, you know you're getting paid, so. It was good.
Yeah,
you can work with a smile on your face.
You feel real good.
You work with any other rapper, you be wondering, like, damn, am I going to get paid?
Is it going to happen?
What, the Friday?
All right.
Yeah, man, I hope it is, man, so...
Okay, so what else you been working with, AJ? I hear you've been making some moves around the city. I just got back to L.A., and they said, man, can't keep up with AJ. AJ, he moving, shaking, and baking, huh?
Man, I'm trying to, man. You know, I'm trying to do my thing, man. You know, you can't wait on it, man. You got to go out there and get it. So, I'm trying to,
Hey, AJ, can we look forward to an AJ Johnson, like, comedy special on some network, maybe Netflix, something like that?
Huh?
I was like, can we look forward to like a comedy special from you, like maybe on Netflix or something like that?
They already asked me to do it, man. I told them I'm not ready yet, but they said whenever I'm ready, just come out and, you know, let them know when I can do it.
Man, I can't wait to see
fantastic.
That. I'd love to see that, man.
Yeah. But I'm already on the set, man, so I got to get back to work. But, you know, it was nice talking to y'all.
Hey, man,
I
appreciate you keeping it 1,000 with me, man. I know you're working and moving and grooving. Get yours. And tell everybody down there, the real Sean Ross said, thank you. We love y'all. Keep doing what you do down there, man. Don't get sunburned,
man. I appreciate
it. Make sure you come back.
Right.
For sure.
Love you, AJ.
All right, thank you.
Y'all take it easy.
All right,
AJ. All right, baby.
All right, all right. Give it up for AJ Johnson, y'all. Hey,
woo-hoo!
You never know who's going to call in on the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. We not tripping. Hey,
that's
hey.
It.
All right,
that's
all
fantastic.
Right. We moving the groove and shaking the bacon. Now, let me rewind a little bit before that enemy night. I want you heard that song back down memory lane. What were you doing
yes.
when that song came out, and what does that song mean to you?
Man, I was telling Joseph about Lorraine about it. Remember when she cut that man penis off? And threw it out the window.
Oh, man.
Yeah, went
yes,
back looking for her. What was that? She was going back down memory lane.
Oh,
oh yeah, yes, she was.
Yeah,
wow.
Remember she went back looking for her. She was back down memory lane. And I remember I made a joke about that.
Wow.
In my comedy
wow.
world. That's what I was in my comedy world. That's what I thought. And in my world, I was out here. I just got in California. You probably have been here a couple of years and was doing my thing, making things happen. That's right, back in the day. If all of y'all cases
wow,
missed me,
wow.
I was on Conan a couple of weeks ago. I was his alter ego, his super ego on Conan O'Brien. It's really called this Conan now. Yeah,
oh, wow. You've been making moves.
Okay.
So can we ask you, what were some of the most of you have enjoyed working since you started your quest and doing comedy? And which ones inspired you the most to continue?
Oh, tell me some of the performers, the other performers?
Some of the other performers, yes. Comedians, actors, athletes, et cetera.
I heard that. You know, I would say them all. The athletes, I remember when I met Shaq, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, and it was just amazing because I didn't know Shaq knew me. And then when I remember walking in the improv and he looked at me and he waved and nodded at me, and I was like, oh, my God. You know, it really it made me think of just how far I can really go and take this thing, you know, because we all want to be, you know, get our recognition for our craft, for our talent. And when I looked up to Shaq for more than one reason, so when that happened, it kind of like, you know, it kind of rocked my world. You know, Shaq, everybody knows Shaq. And for Shaq to know me, I felt good. I felt good. And it just made me tell myself to just keep pushing, keep going forward, keep doing what I'm doing. And that's what I've been doing. And it's been wonderful. It's really been wonderful. Good. That's how I met Sean out here on the road in California. That's why I met Mr. Sean Ross
right.
doing my thing. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So, you know,
hey,
at the comedy club.
Now, hey,
that's right.
Now.
Yeah, he did. Way back in the day. And Sean would always support me and was always kind. And you know, he was always telling me how much he loved what I did. And that made a, you know, big impact in my life, too. You know, so it's always good to be recognized by your peers and then to get the great accolades and, I'm glad. You know, I was out here, people call me a legend. You know, I was on the scene before Monique. I was on the scene before, who else was out
Tiffany.
There? People barking about these days. Before Lunell. You know, I'm a legend.
Yep.
I'm a living legend. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if y'all used to watch me or not in BET's The Way We Do It. I'm the lady that played Pearl's World. I'm the little old lady that was in the cab with Gussie the Cab.
Yeah.
And the three girls that used to be on the couch.
Doug Williams and,
right, Doug Williams. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Did you ever get to perform at the Comedy Act Theater?
Oh, man, that's how I made my impact when I first came out here from Georgia.
Oh, wow.
I had heard about the Comedy Act Theater. And I went down there, and I did my thing. And I'll never forget, the lady Sharon was at the door, Michael Williams' sister. She said, now, Annie, when you grow up, she said, if they don't laugh or nothing, don't worry about it. You can always come back. And I was cocky, you know, Aries the Ram. I was like, oh, they're going to laugh at me. And sure enough, I went up there, and I rocked that mug, man. Them people couldn't believe it. They had never seen nothing like it.
That's
what's up. That's what's up. And you got to know what you're bringing to the table. And I rocked that bad boy. And that's when I met Joe Torre and them. And unfortunately, Robin Harris, man, I had just came on the scene, and I had to go back and get my mom and bring her back out here to California because she had Alzheimer's. And then that's when Robin Harris passed. while I was out of town. So I didn't really get a chance to know Robin, but I know of his work. I know his wife, you know, and his son and stuff. So it was really good. It was really good. So a lot of that stuff just popped off. And also, your sister called me, then hit me up, Sean. She said she was going to call us on the line here. She hit me up, said that she saw that we were going to be working. Sakina? She said she called
Sakina,
twice. She said I called twice.
Let me see if I can make this happen. Hold on. Sakina, I think this might work. Sakina. She said she was going to be on the line. I wonder why she told me something. She said she was going to be tuned in, dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
I might have her. She might be close by. Do we have a Sakina Archibald signing somewhere? Sakina, where is she at? Told her to call in now. This is what we do. Hey, it's our network. So we have a show. Mr. Waters and Lisa Stewart, they kindly allow us to be on the air. So we're going to see where Saki is right now. I call her Saki.
I can get off the phone.
She said hello a few times.
Oh, Sakina. Where is she? She's
right here. Something they can.
Oh, because I got everybody. Okay, bitch, you know what? I'm up here. That's the problem.
Put a woman at the hand. Let a woman know. Get a woman up there. Where the women and engineers at?
Get
his behind out the way.
Hello?
That's what I'm talking about. I got to be the engineer. Sakina.
Hi, can you hear me?
Man, they watching you, man.
Can you hear me?
Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show.
We can hear you,
Saki. We can hear you live.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Good. All right. What's happening,
well,
people?
Welcome to the show. Welcome
what up?
Show.
All right.
Hey. Well, Kimmy, you know DJ Sir J Boogie. And it's also Miss Akeisha Baker all the way out of Detroit. You just Miss AJ Johnson. And we have a couple of other distinguished guests that I hear. I can't put everybody on at the same time. I'm wondering, like, who's on first, who's on second. But ladies and gentlemen,
I'm on third.
Sakina is a playwright. She's a playwright. She's doing stuff. Matter of fact, Sakina Archibald, you got the floor. Jay Boogie, how many people listeners we got right now?
Hey, Annie McKnight. How you doing, girl?
What's up, Sakina? That's my girl. How you doing now?
Good. We're both doing our thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Fabulous writer.
I got these scripts over here from when I used to work in a psychiatric hospital. And so I've been writing about that. And Annie knows very well the stuff that I've been writing about. And I would love for her to be a part of this project as well as the whole team.
I would love to.
As you say, Sean, we're all going to eat. So this is a must-meet. Episodes for awareness for mental health. I'm not trying to be politically correct at all, but just
highlighting what goes on,
you know, in everybody's mind. We all can all benefit from this sort of writing, you know, to shed light on mental illness without being too political.
Yes.
And so
that's right.
That's what I've been up to.
Right on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So what inspired you to start writing, Sakina?
Well, it's been in my DNA since a child, but growing up in L.A., one of my mentors is Bill Duke, and he told me whenever you write something, write from your core. So my working environment kind of shaped the stuff that I write about. And it's impactful, and I think it affects all people's lives, whether you're white, black, green, purple, rich, poor, whatever. Everybody can benefit from the things that I've seen, and I just want to share it with the world.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Miss Akeisha Baker, are you still with us? Akeisha Baker, where are you at? Akeisha Baker, did we lose her? Because she always wanted to be with a playwright and play script. This is her time to shine. And I'm trying to see. I see her. Oh, man, maybe what happened?
Did she mute it?
There's so many numbers, y'all. Hey, Jay, but how many people do we have No, I didn't need it. I didn't need it. We got a lot of people on here.
Somebody write down the instructions for the brother.
We got 170,000. We got 170,000 listeners. 170,000 listeners.
What's up, 175,000 listeners? I didn't pass math. Y'all see that. I didn't pass math.
Oh, okay. Oh, we got people in Vegas. Oh, well, Vegas is checking in. All right, Vegas. Shout out to Vegas. Shout out to Nashville. I see a Nashville number in. Yeah, they're calling from all over. I'm gonna try something.
They hit me on the phone. They're my people in Vegas. What's up, Vegas?
They're your people in Vegas. All right, I'm gonna put on since you're Anime Night vouching for it. I'm gonna try this one time, y'all. I'm gonna try it. Here we go. Hey, Vegas. Anime Night people in the building. One of 170,000 folks, and I'm the first time I'm trying this. Hello, welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show, Jam Central, DJ Sir J Boogie, Aikisha Baker, Sakina Archibald, and the most talented Annie McKnight. How are you doing today, caller?
Oh, I am phenomenal. Listen to you guys. My day is all the way turned up. I'm happy to hear Annie McKnight. I love that voice.
Hey.
And everybody else is
right. All right. What's your name, caller?
My name is Jessica Washington. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big time supporter. You know, so I'm definitely tuned in. We got Vegas in the building.
Hey.
There you go. That's my girl from Hickory Records. Hickory Records in the house, y'all.
Yeah. All right. That's what we're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey,
we're trying to drop that label one more time. Drop the name of that record.
I see what y'all doing over here. I really love this, and I'm going to share this with everybody in my network. From this week on, I'm going to tell them tune in.
Hey, make sure you send us some music, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, send us some music. We'll put it in the DJ Sir J Boogie's mix, blended mix, and we showcase talent. Everybody that's out there listening to Radio Land. If you want your music to be on the show, if you are a poet, if you have anything what we call across America called talent, we want to put the lights on you. We want to shine. We want to make one, take one, and make one each one better. And we want to use this platform to edify our people that's going hard in the paint for what they believe. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Sure.
We need more of that. We need more of that right there, supporting people. Uh-huh. I love to hear that, and I'm loving what I'm hearing. I'm excited. You got my whole evening excited now.
There you go.
Okay, all right. Well, just know, we come to Vegas tomorrow. I'm coming with my big brother, Tony Mercedes. I know Mama Glow, she ain't listening to Mama. Tony said we're going to Vegas in the morning, so I'm letting y'all. Mama Glow, she don't miss a recording. So, hey, Mama Glow, hey, we're going to turn up the place, West Palm Beach, third week of September. It's going to Anime Night. You got to be in the building with Ken Whitley and the rest of the crew. I'm Ron Rose today. DJ Sir J Boogie. We go. Yeah, it's coming down. Mama turning 77. We're doing 70 and 70. Get your wigs on. Hey, we're gonna turn up. And in Vegas, get your whole record label out. Y'all one of the official sponsors. We going out in Jesus' name. Y'all are official sponsor. So J Boogie, make sure everybody's on this phone. We're gonna. Okay, there it is. Say no more.
All right,
I want to hear what we're getting started.
Give them your name again, Jessica. Let them know who they're talking to again, Ms. Washington.
Yes, it's Jessica Washington. You know, we got Hickory Music Group. We are an independent distributor in 250 territories around the world. You know, we're independently owned. We do publishing. We have merchandising platforms to help enterprises and, emerging brands do their own clothing lines without paying for inventory.
We
got an ecosystem over here. So, just trying to help these entrepreneurs and enterprises go.
You're doing it.
Well, we're going to work together then. Yeah. We definitely going to work together. Yeah, Annie going to plug the dots, and you'll have a face-to-face with me and Mr. Tony Mercedes. We will be in Vegas. I'm going for the ride. But, hey, we're going to politic tomorrow and see what we can make happen. Hey, this is what we do. This is why we use this platform, America. And while I got everybody on the phone right now, I just want to give everybody to get their quick opinion
about the state of Black America. We talked about it last week. I just want to keep the conversation going, keep the conversation of substance. How do you feel? Each one, I'm starting with you, Vegas. You want to start? What are your thoughts on the state, the status quo of Black America?
Well, you know what? I feel like it's a very touchy subject because there's so much going on. But I think the biggest thing right now, aside from all the negativity, is for us to just understand how much strength we have if we come together and we support one another. We start supporting our own businesses. We start, you know, supporting things in our community and not really waiting on anyone else to do it because, you know, I call myself, like, you know, in the middle. You can't really agree with one side or the other because nobody's really creating solutions. So I feel like we just have to start creating solutions for ourselves, lifting our own people up and doing what we do, and that's going to give us a better outcome than anything else we can do.
That's right. That's exactly
all
what
right.
it is.
You
we got to have
you
community.
Right. Exactly. And I stand in
gotta
complete agreement.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
United
and these
we
are the
strong.
Women talking. And you
United
know, women.
United we are strong. Divided
that's right.
we fail. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And birth comes from the woman. So we are, these are the women here. And we're telling y'all, we need this, we need the unity, and we need it more now than we ever did before because they are trying to take us back. And there's no time for going backwards. We got to keep moving forward with all the greatness that we've already brought to the table and keep it going in the right direction. And bring our young people with us. Let's respect
Amen.
The young. Let's respect yep. those young men. Let's respect those young ladies. And everybody stay in their place. Oh, man, that ain't your girl because that's your son's girl. So chill. Okay, old lady, he look good, but he is too young for you. Chill. So all of us
come
let's
on
be
now.
Respectful of one another.
Come on now.
Me if I'm wrong.
Come on now.
Me if I'm wrong.
Watch out. Come on now. Tell the truth and shame
and
the devil.
Nice,
all right now. All right.
Let
me nice commentary.
That's right. Before I forget, Sean, let me say this because I'm talking too much already. Before I forget, listen, audience, please follow me like the police. Y'all know I'm Black, so hit me up on Instagram underscore MacFunny. Hit me on Facebook, Annie McKnight, and hit me on that Funky Bird Twitter, whatever it is. I'm trying to catch it and fry it. That's all I got to say.
All right, say it one more time, Annie McKnight. Just take it, though. I want you to slow down because it's very imperative that I want all my guests to make sure that people know how to find them and get to them. Yeah, all right, and so when we have you, you're welcome to come back anytime on the show. But go ahead, give us your tag. Give us your tag one more time.
Okay, Annie McKnight, follow me like the police at underscore at MacFunny, Annie McKnight on Instagram, Annie McKnight on Facebook. And for that funky bird, again, Annie McKnight. Just follow Annie McKnight, baby. You won't go wrong. And thank
all
you,
right,
listening
right.
audience. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you, Sean.
Oh, we love you. We love you, baby. And you're more than welcome to come back anytime, anytime. Annie McKnight, my platform
appreciate
is your platform. Any guests you want, you can call in anytime. I'm like, hey, we're going to make it work. People say you have something about structure. Structure is fine. Structure is needed, but sometimes, I believe in you, sometimes you just got to go with the flow. And
mm-hmm.
it's going to be something that's going to be definitely impactful to our people, to our cause, and to our movement. And, yes, now, Miss Sakina Archibald, give us your tag.
Yes, Sean.
And give us your 30-second quote on the statement of Black America. Go ahead.
Well, you know I'm not a person of many words, and so like I said, united we are strong, divided we fail. So we have to maintain and be strong for ourselves and for the youth and not look back or continue moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. How can people follow you? How can people follow you? What's your tag?
Well, you know I'm not really on social media, so they
okay.
can follow me through you. Sean Ross.
Whoa.
That's my publicist.
Okay, there it is. Say no more. I was going to give you a telephone mm-hmm. number out. I was like, hey, why not give your telephone number out so everybody can listen to it? All right. Make sure. Okay. DJ, Sir J. Boogie, give us your status quo on Black America.
Like I always say, love. We got to love each other. We got to love each other, respect each other, and
mm-hmm.
also make sure that the young know the history of where we come from so that we all know where we headed. You can't
right.
go nowhere if you don't know where you've been. And at the same time, just to chime back in, empowering others. And that's what the Mean Team. We are the Mean Team. We are money earning and networking, and that's what we're about, empowerment and giving back. And I'm really glad that Jessica Washington called in. Hickory Music, I'm going to get with you. And I also want to get Sean to get you guys addresses. When we get off, I want to send you guys some merchandise. It's all about empowerment, money earning and networking, the Mean Team. God bless all y'all.
All right, we got plenty of time. Yeah, we got about we ain't getting up. I want to try something. I don't know who this is. I've been seeing this number 6 1. Let's try something. I already know my mom. She ain't having it. Let's see this. Let's try it one more time, y'all. All right. If your number is, I don't want to say them, but the 615 calling from Nashville. Who's this caller calling from Nashville? Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. My guest, who do we have on this line right here?
Uh-oh. You calling me up. It's your uncle.
Oh, this is my uncle. Uncle Dwight is in the building.
Nah.
What up?
Uncle Billy. Billy's in the building. Well, welcome, Uncle Billy,
what's
to the
up,
Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jay Boogie, that's Uncle Billy. All right, enemy
Uncle
not
Billy.
Uncle Billy.
What's
he's
up,
single. He's a man of God. Hey, ladies in Vegas, this is my uncle. He's in the building. Well, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Talk Show. How you doing, Uncle?
I'm doing good. Yep. Enjoy hearing
you. How's my cousin? Okay.
Good. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, you see, we're having a talk today. What is your status quo on the status of Black America in today? What's your thoughts, Mr. Willie, Lieutenant Willie Altai?
Oh wow,
Junior.
Well,
oh, you
actually,
got me, Johnny, on the spot.
That, you know, I know you got me. I think it's just we all got to, you know, kind of be together on things, you know, men, women, everything, you know, everybody's, you know, trying to push forward in different individualities, you know, but also as a community and as a group, we need to be together because it's like they
okay.
like
oh.
we said before, united is the way we move forward.
Right. All right.
Solidarity.
I did that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, indeed. All right. Again, Annie Knight, Sakina Archibald, Vegas. I want you to know this is the Bachelor of the Year, Uncle Willie T, and he's 6 months older than me. So I got he's a young Cinderella. And you ain't rocking no cradle, and there's no Cougarville, USA. Yeah. So I'm going to let y'all just marinate on it. Then we're going to come back with our final thoughts. And yeah. And this for all my frat brothers out there, and those celebrating their birthday. Y'all be getting on why me and DJ Sergey Boogie. Y'all think we forgot about y'all? No, we ain't forgot about y'all. So we gonna give y'all a little taste of this right here. Hold tight, y'all. Here we go on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show.
This is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that takes this tale, will be busy. Be the clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, sick dog. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dog, funky dog. Nasty dog.
Atomic dog. Atomic dog.
I saw four of
them out there on
when
the street.
When they're out there walking the street, you may compete.
But it's all
a dog.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Untied dog.
Yeah.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with DJ Sir J Boogie out of Houston, DJ Ikeisha Big out of Detroit. And we have a slew of folks from, we got Vegas in the building, we got Mr. Kena Archibald in the building, and we have my soul sister, Annie, comedian extraordinaire, Annie Knight in the building, Uncle Billy's in the building, I mean, it is going down, AJ Johnson was in here, and we're giving you a shout out, Mama Glow, she's going to go in on us, so Annie Knight, you definitely got to be in the building. Hey, so ladies and gentlemen, Our last comment, and statement I want to get to everybody that we got on the phone. All right. After seeing all the massacres and shootings going down with Ortiz and everybody else, no, let's get, No. How do y'all feel about Kevin Durant right now, sacrificing what he did for the team that might have a hamper on his future? All right. Take off. Jay Boogie.
You know, I don't really have much to say about it, bro. I don't know. You know, he that's his decision, I guess. I don't know. I'm a Lakers fan. I don't know. God bless him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You say he took one for the team, huh?
Yeah, man.
All right. Uncle Billy, what you think about? Uh-huh. Uncle Billy, what do you think about Kevin Durant?
Well, just hopefully they remember what he tried to do for them.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a quick one. Miss Comedian Annie McKnight.
Well, see, I have to say, since I ain't got my old man no more, I don't even look at the game. So what happened with Kevin?
Ooh.
I do love him. And you know, I used to be laying there, you know, my head tucked in the leg, trying to help him through the game. Can't he start losing money? I had to calm him down.
Okay, Put some on his mind, huh? Like, hey,
Yeah.
Some love
right.
On his head.
You can make some more money.
Okay, Christina Archibald. Sakina. You know what? Is she on here, Sakina? You know what?
I
must have dropped. She must have used to love. Okay, Vegas, your turn, Vegas. What do you think about? What do you think about Kevin Durant? But yeah, I lost her.
Well,
people dropping off. Like,
no, I hope they win. That's what I'm going to say. But you know what? I mean, he's had a great career. He finally got that ring that he wanted. You know, my business partner was here. I said, what happened to Kevin Durant? Because I don't know. I didn't watch the game. But now I'm
yeah.
The story. Yeah, you know, hopefully they win. And it was worth it. And, you know, he got his ring. So, I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself. So let's just see where it goes from here, I guess.
All right.
Sean Ross.
Yeah, go ahead. Say it one more time.
So I just want to say this. I want to recognize and commend Miss Annie McKnight for her work with working with the autistic and children. You know, I read about that somewhere, and I just want to commend her and thank her. That's her giving back. She's putting in the work, and I want to commend her and say God bless you.
Thank you, Bob.
We salute you, Annie.
Thank you. Yeah,
right.
I've been doing that for years.
So,
I'm a speech-language pathology assistant. I went back to school and got my credentials for that, speech-language pathology assistant. So I'm still working with those, and I'm also working with the foster youth, too, as well. And I'm also trying to start something. I would love for you to be a part of it, trying to mentor some of these young men. I have a way of talking to them, but I can't talk to them. You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
And we need some
men
around here that we can really go to and they can got stand upright men, you know what I'm saying, and got something that they can pour into these young boys' spirits. You know, if it ain't number, stay in school, man, or either look what I've done, or either look what you can do. I think we really need that. So, yeah, you know, that's one of the things I want to try to start next. But, yeah, I thank you. I didn't know nobody knew that. But, yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, I work with them babies. I work with a lot of families still follow me, too. Thank God for that. And thank God for the gift he gave me to help those children and the patience that I have for them.
That's what's up. Well, let us know.
Well, I want you to, on the behalf of the Bruhs, you know, the Cube Men of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, Central Force Lodge, and Brazil, we want to let you know that we are definitely in tune to help what I'm doing we can to be a beacon of light to the community, because we know it takes a village. It takes a village. You know, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. And let him he is not seeing cast the first stone. So I say all that to say, hey, with Soul Sister Enemy Night Me, she got it. DJ Sir J Boogie, Sean Ross that took the charge, and so many other affiliates that we have that are willing to join. And we want everybody that can hear my voice prophetically, share this show. When you see go to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show on Facebook and share all of it. We want to get the word out. We promote unity in the community. Make your next move your best move. And I can't wait to see Vegas tomorrow. That part.
All right.
So y'all want to tell somebody you love? I got 2 minutes. Start with you, and when I give any shout-outs, this is shout-out. Shout-out to the people you love. Love somebody. Go ahead. You first, Annie. Annie? Did I lose it? Miss Annie McKnight. Did I lose it? Annie? Well, okay, Jay Boogie, go ahead. Who you love? Give a shout out.
You know I love me some Mama Boogie. Miss Linda Taylor. I love you right there in Long Beach, California. That's my mama.
I love you, Linda Taylor, Mama Linda.
Thank you for raising me and giving me game. And I'm out here applying it, and now I'm applying pressure. And I hope you're making my mama proud. I love you.
All right. Uncle Billy, you got it. Who you love? Who you want to say a shout out to?
Of course, to my mom. You know, even though she's not here anymore, and my sisters. You know, Glow, C, and Z, and you, man.
All right, I appreciate it. Vegas,
hey,
who you want to love? Who you love, Vegas?
That's my
all right, well, you know I love my mama, but I want to say I love Annie McKnight. You know what I'm saying? That's my girl. I support her all day and for putting me onto this platform. I'm going to throw some love back to my team, you know, everybody I work with, and to you guys. You know what I mean? I love what you're talking about. I love the frequency of this conversation, so I will definitely be tuning back in.
All right, you make sure Annie McKnight be my number. We'll be in Vegas tomorrow by noon. We'll be there. Roo-roo. I just want to take this time out to really thank everybody that listened to this radio station, everybody that made it possible, Lisa Stewart, Mr. Wadford. I wanted to say thank you for allowing us to use this platform to share our light. Everybody that's been on this talk show, to Mama Glow, Mama Napier, Mama Linda, all the moms have been, Teresa, everybody, Zeta, BD1, DeCues and Masons, all that jazz. And the best is yet to come.
City
we'll see you next week. And, you know, City of Houston, hey, we out of here, y'all.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the Real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go.
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
And you tuned in.
Hey, I just want to stop down and say, Annie McKnight, we love you. We appreciate you. I guess your call has just dropped again. Sakina, love you. You miss your shout out. Uncle Billy, love you. Thank you very much. This is Sir J. Boogie, my dog.
Hey.
Next week, Willie Norwood Rich. We got work to do.
DJ Sergey Boogie tomorrow. We'll organize everybody who's going to be on for the following week. I know I'm talking. It should have ended this episode. But, hey, it is what it is. I love y'all. Be blessed. Vibrations, y'all. Peace.
Peace.